Hello, Ian. Good morning. Good afternoon, I should say. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Okay, and you're over in Bath?
Well, I'm in Bath at the moment, yep.
What's it like over there now?
It's bright blue sky, but freezing cold.
Okay, it's similar to here, though. We've a bit of sun, that's how it is.
Okay, it's always funny when I come to Dublin.
Ah, that's good. So you'll bring it with you as well if it stays here. I just want to talk about a training exhibition in the Convention Centre on Saturday from 10 until 5. Now, I'll just give out the details and then I'll give them out again. We're finished. So if anybody interested in what we're talking about, if you have a pen and paper handy, you can write down www.flyer.co.uk/exhibitions or www.simtech.ie, and as I say, I'll give them out afterwards. So it'll be welcome to Dublin here on Saturday. So tell me what the exhibition is all about.
Well, effectively, the exhibition is really intended for anybody who's interested in a career as an airline pilot to come along and find out everything they need to know. It's a fairly complex subject if you start from not knowing anything. So this is the ideal opportunity to come along and start to get to know the area, to get to know the regulatory stuff, the training stuff, the medical stuff, the career prospects, and everything that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. So even if people that have never even thought about it should go along here, because you never know, maybe it's some sort of latent vocation that you might have.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more about it, this is the ideal way to sort of dip in, find out what you need to know, and then you'll be completely informed by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular ages you'll be centred at?
Not really. I mean, effectively, most of the events, and we've been doing these events in Dublin for 6 years and elsewhere for a lot longer than that, I say probably the typical age group tends to be from about 16 to 25, but we've certainly had some really keen people who've been there younger, and there's a not unsubstantial number of people who are older than 25 who come along and look at changing career, say, I don't know, 25 to 35 and even beyond that.
Yeah, I was going to say there, if someone maybe at some stage in their career, because it can be expensive if you try to do it solo, if you pardon the pun, because I do know someone that does it more or less for a hobby, but they find it rather expensive. But maybe they say to themselves, maybe 35, 40, listen, this is a way of finding out another way I can do it, is it?
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of different opportunities and lots of different ways of learning, as it were. And undoubtedly, some of them are really expensive. And people need to consider it as a little bit as an investment towards their career. It's in many ways, you know, university is expensive these days as well, and all sorts of stuff. So it's for sure, it costs you more than learning to work in McDonald's.
Okay, and the length of time it would take, is it anywhere near being a doctor or a teacher or in that area?
It kind of depends how you do it. The shortest way of doing it is something called an integrated course, and you can expect that to take between, let's say, 13 and 14 months of full-time study. But there's also modular courses available and where people, as the name suggests, take a module at a time, and you can spread that out over 3 or 4 or more years, depending on the sort of financial situation, how much time you've got.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different ways of approaching it.
Okay, now I know there'll be plenty of advice and information, but anything practical going to be there, like a simulator?
There won't be a simulator there. There's the SimTech. I mean, simulators, the likes of which SimTech have got, are extremely sophisticated, expensive pieces of equipment that need sort of, you know, many of them need special flooring and all sorts of stuff. So unfortunately, the really big simulators are not really portable now.
Okay. Have you been to Dublin before, Ian, with this?
I have been to Dublin before, yeah. Lovely city.
It is indeed. I'm just out to stay out of Guinness, especially if you're flying yourself.
I won't be drinking this weekend.
No, I was just thinking about it. As I said, I have someone there that does it as a hobby, and as I said, they find it rather expensive, so this is a great way to do it. Is there a shortage of pilots? Is this a good way to go? You know what I mean?
It's a very good question. I mean, Boeing and Airbus have been working on some figures and show that over the next 20 years there's going to be quite a significant shortage on a worldwide basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things, many years ago, people used to think, okay, I want to be a pilot, and you know, for example, in Dublin, what are my chances of a job in Dublin? And now it's much more of a global profession. You need to think about what are your chances of of a job in all sorts of emerging economies and other places around the world.
Because go on.
No, I was going to say, it's really a global industry these days.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, if you're a pilot, you can go anywhere in the world for work.
With any companies. There are a few, regulatory things that change. You need to convert licenses for different places, but it's all possible, and people do that all the time.
Yeah, because I was just thinking that even within themselves, I mean, they were crying out there over the past few years here in Ireland anyway, I don't know about in Britain, about young kids sort of keeping away from science. And all this physics and all this sort of thing, like going into the mainstream of advertising and all this. And now with some of the programs you see in the telly, it's given a renewed interest. And I imagine with flying and aviation that a lot of kids say, I'd never be a pilot, it'd be too hard to be a pilot. So they sort of put themselves out of the frame before they even try to get into it. So that's where the exhibition's good.
There's a lot of people who misunderstand things. So, for example, we regularly come across people who say, oh, I'll never be a pilot because I have to wear glasses. And you don't need perfect, uncorrected vision to be a pilot. Corrected vision is fine. And so there's all sorts of medical requirements. And they're not onerous, but it's best to know about those at the beginning. And certainly don't dismiss yourself just because you need to wear glasses or something. Mm-hmm. And the exhibition is a great place to find out about all those hundreds and hundreds of little details.
Yeah, because I think as well, I mean, when I have young teenagers coming here, work experience, and they walk into the studio, I mean, to be honest with you, the first thing I say to them is, now don't let all these controls frighten you. I know it looks like a Boeing 747, but half of the stuff you don't use, and a lot of it's automatically set. In a sense, so I'm not trying to trivialise it, but in a sense, the cockpit can be very frightening, but it's quite basic in a sense, is it?
Well, technology has moved on massively over the years, and so if you go back to a sort of 1960s, 70s aeroplane, you'll see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dials and switches and buttons and all sorts of stuff. And you go into the latest, most modern airliners, and there you'll see effectively flat screens and some backup stuff. It's not uncomplicated, but it's not overcomplicated, and that's why the course takes 13 months plus. And then on top of that, there's a type rating for specific aircraft. So there's a thorough knowledge of the aircraft required, but it's certainly something that it's not what you end up doing in your first week, shall we say.
Yeah, no, well, I'm just trying to sort of get out of a lot of young people that might be listening to their parents, and they might have this negative in their head that I'd never be a pilot. But you can be taught, and that's relatively a short time, 15, 18 months or whatever.
You can be taught. There's a lot to it, but what you'll find is the people who really go for it and who succeed are the people who become passionate about it. It's one of those areas where you can't help but become passionate about doing it.
Okay, as I said, this is on the taking place in the Convention Centre on Saturday the 6th. That's this Saturday from 10 to 5. Now, some of the companies and organisations attending the training exhibition, there's a lot involved there, so everybody is open for it.
That's right, yep. Yeah, there's lots of people.
Okay. Listen, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme, and I'm sure you're going to get a great response to that. As I said, people shouldn't be afraid of it and never of their own abilities. Can I ask you, do you fly yourself? Because I keep expecting you to tell me to fasten my seatbelt every minute.
I fly myself, but I just fly for fun, personally.
Okay, but you have a real pilot's voice. That's it's a terrific voice. You should try radio as well, Ian.
No, it's okay. Your job's safe. Trust me.
Thank you very much. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us, and I'll give all that information out again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thanks.